strengths of Aboriginal midwifery? What aren't the strengths of Aboriginal midwifery? That being said, strengths of Aboriginal midwifery is that every Native person comes from a Native background. Either they want to think of it that they practice it. Other people will say they don't practice any traditions and stuff like that. It's when you're an Aboriginal person and you identify that each person has their own differences. It can even come from values and stuff like that too. You do not impose your own values on them. You're just more aware that there is a bigger picture out there. Many people have their own traditions that they want to practice when they're having their baby. They have their tradition where they want singing to happen to kind of help them birth that baby. Because I remember when I was a house mother, that was one of those things that kind of inspired me to, okay, I'm going to go over there. It was with one of our students. It was one of those first births I had actually witnessed here at the center. And what had happened was the client was having a difficult time of being able to get to that point where she had to push. So what she had done was she calmed her down. She calmed her down by singing to her. And singing is that natural heartbeat. And that was a student actually at that time that had done that. And I thought, oh, that is so awesome. And she was singing to this client to kind of calm her down and get her into her own environment because she was having a really hard time to calm down. And with that singing, you just seen her calm down. And she got down to doing what she needed to do at that time. And that was to push a baby out. Shortly thereafter, probably within about a half an hour afterwards, she had the baby. And I'm going, awesome. And going, that is one of those things. I brought a tear to my eye at that time. And I'm going, and since I had actually became a midwife, that's been, that happens quite frequently now with births out in our outlying community area. That's one of their traditional traits that they do over there, is that they bring in their singing society. And when it comes time for her to actually give birth, they'll be singing. And I'm going, awesome, awesome. And you can just see them calm right now. And the baby just makes its way. And that's one of those strengths. That's a medicine in itself, is that singing. Because it helps to open up those vocal cords, because sometimes the mother will be also singing too at that time. And opening up those vocal cords, it opens up that area too. So it makes it easy for a baby just to kind of descend and come out into this world. One strength. Another strength is our traditional medicines. Our traditional medicines, when people take them, they're not like the kind you buy at the natural food store or seen by other people. Our traditional medicine, when we give it to people, okay, they know what it's about. They take that responsibility that when they are preparing it, nobody else is on their time. They're not menstruating. Nobody else in the household has been partaking in any alcohol or any other type of substance. That way that medicine will work for them. It has been spoken for to actually work for the person that it's designed to work for. So that's another strength. And that's why we rely upon that too. Not only like in the Western world, if you wanted labor to start, you'd figure, well, you break their waters, get them hooked up to oxytocin, possibly get contractions started. Like, no, we got traditional medicine to kind of help with that. We got traditional medicine to actually help with urinary tract infection. Traditional medicine to help out with if they're having problems with diabetes, to keep those at a lower level. Traditional medicine for everything. And that was there before the implementation of all this Western medicine, which was in 1930s, 1940s. Yeah, and everybody's relied upon the doctors to say that that is their normal. at that time with that Western medicine, but yet you take it back one step further. If you talk to your grandparents, where were they born? At home, or somewhere close to home. Yeah, so it's just a matter of giving back that power back to that person to say, okay, it's okay. Your body will do what it needs to do when it needs to do it. So that's one of our strengths as midwives, to believe in ourselves and believe in our clients. And we do not take that power away from our clients. When they've had a baby, we do not say, you could not have that baby without us. It comes down to saying, you've done it for yourself, you've done it for your baby, now you are a family, instead of being two little individuals in a relationship. Yeah. And even though I was saying about the couple becoming a family, that's nice and everything like that, but Aboriginal midwifery, we take it past that point also too. It's not that the couple are just the ones that are pregnant. It's the whole family. We try to set in place with our clientele that they have that support system set for them after, even during pregnancy, that they have their family, either their mother or their aunt or a sister or somebody, a female relative, that will help out with them when they need that time to actually give that motherly instincts to new moms. Because if you don't have that, and if nobody has ever modeled that for you, you're kind of just left out there for the wolves to kind of just do what you need to do and hopefully pick up the right book to help you out. But it's always nice that you can do that extra help and extra care with them. Even with our Aboriginal midwifery services here, because some people come into our community and they don't have that extended family. So when that happens, is we have a maternity care worker here that can go out and almost be like the grandma and teach them those little tricks of how to bathe a baby, how to burp a baby, how to soothe a crying baby, because that's all little tricks that you need in your hat to be able to demonstrate to new moms. And it's not easy at times too, but they do pick up on it.